podcast today. Last time we talked about soy, we talked about the myths surrounding soy, different forms of soy. We even talked about making soy milk. I love soy milk. I try not to drink it every day. It is a known allergen. It is safe for me, and maybe it's not safe for everyone, but I do enjoy soy. But this week we're talking about supplements, which is very controversial. We want to talk about the differences between synthetic supplements and herbs, and all the different aspects around that. Can we get all the vitamins and minerals we need in our foods? And do we need to take any supplements? Daniel, why don't you get us started off?
Well, you know, when we were in the School of Natural Healing together, Dr. Crisper would always talk about synthetic or inorganic minerals the body cannot absorb. And this might not be such a bad thing if you take it here and there, but if you take it long term, these synthetic vitamins or minerals, they can actually deposit in your bodily tissues. And we don't know where it's going to go. It could go anywhere. It could go in your knee joint. It could go in your brain. It could go even in your heart. And over time, you may start developing symptoms. And you go to the doctor and you have these symptoms. And then the symptoms, you know, the doctors are trained to look at symptoms and then to make a diagnosis. So the doctor will say, well, you have these symptoms, so you have such and such diagnosis. And then they'll give you a synthetic pharmaceutical drug to treat the symptoms. And so then the synthetic pharmaceutical drugs will do the same thing because the body can't really use it. And they start to build up in the tissues. And that's why we're always teaching detoxification. So, and a lot of people won't put two and two together that, okay, toxicity or buildups of synthetic vitamins and minerals, they don't even know this is a thing. They don't know it's a thing, but there's thousands of people who are learning the truth and they go on these deep detoxes and they start to get better. So I personally, the only thing I take synthetic is a B12 because I am a whole food plant-based. I ate no animal foods. So that's the one exception that I make, but everything else I try to get from herbal vitamins and I try to get from my food. So that's where I'm at this point. And I'm telling you, there's herbs that have all the nutrients, but with herbs, you want to make sure they're either organic or they're wild crafted. So yeah. What do you think, Jennifer?
So I'm in the same boat. I do think that we need to get as many vitamins and minerals from our food as possible, that you can get all of them except a few. Depending on where you live, you may need to take vitamin D. Now, medical disclaimer, we are not doctors. We are not medical providers. We are teachers. So please take this information and run it through your provider. Do your own research. Unfortunately, a lot of providers don't know much about nutrition, but do your own research. Don't just listen to us. Now, for me, I live right about the same latitude as Atlanta. If you live north of Atlanta, you need to take vitamin D. I shouldn't say need. You need to look into taking vitamin D supplements during the winter months, October through March. If you live south of Atlanta, you can probably get enough vitamin D from the sun if you are outside without sunscreen on for at least 15 minutes a day. So if you are very fair, you can see I have fair skin. I don't want to go out and spend a lot of time in the sun. I need to gradually work my way up out in the sun to build vitamin D. Now, there are some people who have genetic tendencies where they really struggle with vitamin D. I just happen to be one of those. I have had genetic testing to determine that. And I did that because I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, which is what started me on this whole path to begin with. I take a lot of vitamin D every day. I get my blood levels checked. My vitamin D is still low. And I'm a runner. So I'm outside in the sun with no sunscreen. I still just can't get enough vitamin D. So there are some people who need to take supplements like that. I also am whole food plant-based, so I do take B12. I'm also 50 years old, and it's recommended that anyone age 50 or above, no matter how you eat, takes a B12 supplement. So I do take a B12 supplement. I have had tingly fingers and toes, which you can get from a B12 deficiency. Since I've been supplementing with B12, I don't have that condition. And that maybe it's a coincidence, but I know that that is a sign of B12 deficiency. So I do think that supplements can be helpful in some cases, but I do really look at foods and herbs, and I do get annual blood work. Now at the School of Natural Healing, we talked about that. You don't poke the surface. You don't do things like that. But it, for me, because I did have that diagnosis, I do have regular blood work. Other things are, we won't discuss those now. So I start every day with nettle tea. I have nettle, doesn't taste really great. So I do, it's mine. I actually has nettle, oat straw, and peppermint in my morning tea every morning, because those are very high in all of your vitamins and minerals. It's tasty because of the peppermint. And I added the oat straw just for bone health. Lots of silica in there to help with bone health. Lots of calcium in there. People don't think about calcium as being in their herbs, but those, that's my favorite way to start my day. So I get a boost of vitamins and minerals first thing in the morning. So let's talk about some of the dangers of supplements. So you talked about how they can be stored in the body. When you are purchasing supplements, once again, we are not licensed to recommend supplements, but when you're looking at supplements, you need to look at what form they come in. So not just the chemical structure. You want to look at things like, is that all that's in there? A lot of supplements are full of fillers. A lot of them even have sugar added to them. Flavoring, coloring. Do you need flavors and colors in your supplement? I mean, those are going to go to your liver. I mean, we're clogging your liver already before we even get the vitamin or mineral that we're looking for. So you want to make sure you read the ingredients. That is my number one rule on anything. Any food, if it's a fruit, a whole piece of fruit, there's no ingredients on there because that's all it is. Other than that, if it has a label, read the ingredients. I'm not talking about the front of the label, read the ingredients. That's supplements, foods, cleaning products, skincare products, read the ingredients. I got off on a tangent there, but on your supplements, you want to look at that. Another thing is, we're not all chemical experts. However, a lot of your supplements come in a form where you need strong stomach acid to break down that supplement to even get those chemicals. If you have GI issues, if you have Crohn's disease or celiac or IBD and IBS, any of those, then you're probably not going to absorb your supplements anyway. You don't have the hydrochloric acid to break down the supplement to get it anyway. You just have expensive urine. A lot of people, if they have heartburn, they're taking Tums, I shouldn't use products, but they're taking things to lower the hydrochloric acid, which means they're definitely not breaking. Not only are they not breaking down supplements, they're not breaking down protein either. And so you need to have a good, healthy, strong GI tract to even absorb supplements. Taking herbs like aloe, which is, we need to talk about aloe, marshmallow, slippery elm. Any of those herbs can help to soothe the intestinal lining, help to heal the intestinal lining. I shouldn't use that word, but it can help you to rebuild the intestinal lining as well, so that you are better able to absorb the nutrients. So let's talk about aloe, because in the news this week, I saw someone died from drinking too much aloe juice. And I want to tell you my theory behind it. I don't know why. I'm not a coroner. I did not look at this. But whenever I tell someone to that they should consider taking aloe juice, I always tell them to take 1 ounce in a full glass of water. They need to make sure that they're buying aloe juice that is organic and that is latex free, because there's a lot of latex in aloe juice. So if you're using something like aloe juice as a supplement, you only want to take a little. If you take too much, it will cause cramping, and you can't overdose on it. Just don't get anything. You know, a little bit can be fine. A lot can be hazardous. That's like calcium supplements. So the RDA for adults, I can't remember what it is, 1500 milligrams, I think. But if you take 2000 milligrams a day, then that can start causing calcification in your joints and muscles, kidney stones. Well, that's not a big jump. If I take a capsule of 1500 milligrams, but then I'm taking calcium fortified orange juice, and I'm eating some kind of refined food, a product that also has calcium added to it, I'm already exceeding my calcium levels. Throw in, you know, any other products, you can see I'm already creating problems for myself. Anyway, I didn't mean to keep going on and on. And it can be acid forming. We're creating a problem. We really need to pay attention. If you're taking a multivitamin on top of a calcium or a bone building supplement, you may be taking too many as well. So we're not really big fans of supplements, obviously. So let's talk about herbs that we can use, maybe for someone in different health conditions. So if I'm trying to think of a health condition where someone would need herbs. In the School of Natural Healing, we focus on the whole body. So we don't really look at one specific thing. It's opposite of when you go to the doctor. You know, you go to the doctor and you say, my elbow hurts, then they're going to give you pain medication to help with your elbow. What we do is we look at the whole body. What is causing your elbow to hurt? Well, I'm talking about calcium and calcium building in the joints. It could be too much calcium, or it could be not enough of the other minerals that your body needs to help you absorb calcium or to move calcium through. Do you have something you would like to add to that, Daniel?
Well, you know, in the school, we talk about the nutritive herbs. Like you were saying before, nettles is a really good nutritive herb to get a lot of the vitamins and minerals. Because my dear old mother, she, I love her, but she's always asking me, do I need to take calcium or do I need to take this and that? I said, well, Mom, aren't you taking the vital herbs? She goes, yeah. I said, well, calcium is in that, and you need to eat your greens. So you were talking about oat straw. Oat straw is a good source of silica. I can't remember everything that's in the formula, but
probably now this horsetail.
Horsetail. Horsetail is a good silica too. And you know, this is a controversial one, but comfrey, I take comfrey, and it's very high in nutrients, comfrey, because it's actually a green vegetable, like mm-hmm. we're talking about. It's a leafy mm-hmm. green. So I can't think of all of them, but there's so many nutritive herbs. And I should know this off the top of my head, but well, we talked about comfrey is a good one, nettles, oat straw, horsetail. Alfalfa is a good one. I think alfalfa has, mm-hmm. from what I read, it has everything in it except for vitamin D and vitamin B12.
Yeah, that's do have alfalfa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Now, yeah. It doesn't taste good.
Oh, no. No, it doesn't. It's horse food.
That's true. Yeah. So something we didn't talk about was the absorption. So I was talking about taking the supplements and it builds up in your joints. However, if you take calcium in the form of greens, as Dr. Christopher would talk, that is an absorbable form that is not going to build up. It's going to pass through your body. So it is safe to get all the vitamins and minerals through your foods. And I'm not talking about fortified foods. If you're eating foods that are supplemented, they contain supplements, that is going to be handled in your body differently. It's actually going to create work on your body. If you focus on foods for your vitamins and minerals, which is what we do, then you're not going to overdose on any vitamins and minerals, unless you do something like a juice. If you juice something to, you know, one item all day long for days and days and weeks, and just you can overdose that way. I mean, there is too much of a good thing. If you, like, if all you did is have celery juice all day long, every day for months, you'd be missing lots of nutrients and you would have a buildup of some other things as well. You'd get off balance. My point here is you do need to still eat a balanced diet to get all the vitamins and minerals that your body needs.
Exactly. Yeah, I've heard of the people that drink too much carrot juice and they turn orange because of all the beta carotene. It's not dangerous, but beta carotene is not. You, if you get off the carrot juice for a while, the color will leave your skin. But
I like have that.
Balanced diet is where it's at. And if you eat a balanced diet with herbs and plant foods, you don't have to worry about getting deposits of synthetic, you know, chemicals in the body, because God knows this day and age, there's enough things that we have to look at to stay healthy. Mm. So, and synthetic vitamins is another one. If you take too much, it could lead to problems. And most doctors, they probably won't even tell you about this. They may not be aware of this. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. This is why I always try to do, I teach the safest things I know of, nutritional yes. herbs, nutritional foods. That's what I feel most comfortable with. I don't feel comfortable telling somebody to take, 5,000 units of vitamin E every day, because vitamin E in high doses is a really potent blood thinner, and so if you're on blood thinners already, you could get too thin. See, a lot of these vitamins, the synthetic vitamins can interact with pharmaceutical drugs too.
Yes.
Another thing they don't talk about. So.
Yes. Well, and some herbs can as well.
They can, yeah.
Yes. And so make sure that your doctor knows if you are using different herbs as well mm-hmm. as supplements. Yeah. A lot of times they will tell you, they'll say, don't drink grapefruit juice with this medication. It's because they know it interacts with enzymes or something going on in your liver, the medications will not work the same way. So make sure you always tell your doctor when you are using other products. Now, so there's not a lot of safety around supplements either. They have to be proven that they did harm before they're pulled off the shelf. And so a lot of times supplement companies, they're excellent at marketing. All of a sudden everyone's taking some new supplement because somebody published a paper about it, probably funded by a supplement company. And then there's lots of marketing around it, and all of a sudden everyone's taking the supplement. And then we find out 2 years later, either it wasn't effective or it also leads to something, a condition that they did not want. And so, be very careful, look for long-term studies on any supplements before you take them. You want to make sure that you're not doing more harm to your body. We like using food, and I know all of you listening probably want to know more about different herbs. And so, if someone's looking for vitamins and minerals, we've been talking a lot about calcium, foods that are helpful for calcium. So someone who, maybe you have a broken bone or maybe you sprained a muscle or joint, or maybe you are dealing with the risks of osteoporosis or something like that. So then we're looking at things like the herbs we were mentioning, high mineral herbs. We're looking at horsetail and oat straw and alfalfa. But what if somebody is coming with a heart condition? Now, this is looking at it more as the medical world would, not as a rebuilding the whole body. But if someone already has been diagnosed with a heart condition, then we do want to not only restore their health, we want to look at all qualities of their life. We want to make sure that they're eating a balanced, healthy, alkaline-rich diet, getting plenty of sleep, drinking lots of water, doing daily meditation. But then we also want to give them herbs to help rebuild the heart tissues, help with blood flow and things like that, and use any herbs like vitamins and minerals to help the overall body. So what herbs would you suggest, Daniel, for someone who came to you with a health condition?
If it's pertaining to the heart, we're looking at hawthorn. I've seen hawthorn do some amazing things. Actually is food. It's heart food. It's cardiac food. I remember I was looking at one of my books. It's called Cardiac Food. It actually feeds the heart. It can actually help rebuild the heart tissue.
Yes.
Another herb I like to pair with that is cayenne pepper. It's another heart food.
Yes, and like they are foods.
Yes, they're foods. You can't really, hawthorn works best in high doses because it's actually a berry, Mm-hmm. I had about it, but that little chihuahua my mom had, hawthorn and cayenne, he had some heart failure, and the hawthorn and cayenne got his heart function back up. I mean, the vet could not believe it, because they don't know about the herbs. And I've had a human client before. He was having problems with his heart and the herbs fixed his. So you can, I don't think you can go wrong with hawthorn or cayenne pepper. And then there's other herbs, you know, like motherwort's good for if you're having like palpitations, things of that nature. There's a lot of Ayurvedic herbs too. They're good for the heart, but I usually focus on mostly the American herbs.
I do too. Yeah. Are there other conditions? Is there at any time, is there someone that you would recommend that they take a supplement other than vitamin D or B12?
Well, if they are having, see, vitamin C is a building block. The body has to have vitamin C to build collagen. So if somebody is having gum problems, like say they have weak gums and their teeth may be getting loose, they have gum disease, I think it's a good idea to get a good source of vitamin C, because it has to have vitamin C to build collagen. Any kind of tissue problems, like it could be gums, like I'm saying, it could be a damaged joint, it could be even something with anything that needs collagen in the body, your organs need everything in the body needs collagen. So that's one incident. I would recommend vitamin C. Now, of course, I would say go get it from rose hips or whatever, but I understand.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. If you can't get rose hips, I guess it's okay to get some ascorbic acid sometimes, but there's problems with that too. I recommend if you have acidic, if ascorbic acid hurts the stomach, you can get I think it's a calcium ascorbic acid. It's combined with calcium. You've heard of that?
I've actually purchased a buffered vitamin C.
Yeah.
That has some minerals combined in there to help with in stomach, right? Yes, because vitamin C is so important for all your body systems.
It is.
It's something you have to take in every day.
Yeah.
And I mean, even for energy, you need vitamin C. I mean, for every pathway. And if you are under any stress, you burn through vitamin C like crazy. Any kind of repair, like you said, for collagen, you definitely need lots of vitamin C. And so I do occasionally, if I can't get vitamin C from other sources. So immediately people think of, let's talk about some foods, because I mean, herbs are foods, but immediately people think of citrus or oranges for vitamin C. But cayenne is an excellent source of vitamin C. All of your peppers, you know, red bell peppers are an excellent source. Tomatoes are an excellent source. So, you know, look at your different foods, all of your raw fruits and vegetables, even your greens, have vitamin C. And so you want to make sure you're eating them. However, vitamin C is easily destroyed by heat. And so you want to make sure you're eating raw fruits and vegetables. I'm not saying you have to eat 100% raw, but you want to make sure that you're including raw fruits and vegetables every day, specifically to get vitamin C. And that goes with a lot of your B vitamins. Your B vitamins, they are a little bit more tolerant to heat than vitamin C, but you need to make sure you're eating foods to get all your B vitamins, which are also necessary for all of your different body's pathways.
It's a good point. It's a good point. I like kiwis.
Yes.
They're a decent source of vitamin C.
yes, as well as loads of fiber. I mean, kiwi is excellent for your intestines. Yeah, your whole GI tract.
Oh, yeah, they're great. And strawberries, another good form. And
oh, yeah.
Strawberry season. I mean, I've got my local supermarket has strawberries right now. And they are delicious.
Yeah. So yes. Was there anything else you would like to add about supplements before we wrap up today?
I think we covered a lot today. We can maybe in the future do some more, but I think it's been a pretty informative podcast. So
I think so too. I think that everyone gets our point, you know, aim for fruits and vegetables. That's going to be your safest form. There are some that are a little bit harder to get from your foods. And so if you have a certain condition, you may want to look up foods and herbs that help boost those vitamins and minerals that you are looking for. But something else we did not talk about was a lot of time a vitamin or a mineral works because of the other constituents in the food that combination is what helps. So when we isolate a vitamin or a mineral, we're missing the other parts of the fruit and vegetable that help with absorption and help with any kind of recovery that our body needs in there. So that's another reason why we want to get it from our foods as much as possible, to help with absorption and to get those combined things. We don't know everything there is to know about what is in a piece of fruit. You know, in that orange slice, you've got tons of, not just the vitamin C, but loads of other vitamins and minerals. You have fiber, that white pith that we'd like to peel off as kids. We don't want to eat that white part. That is super nutritious. It doesn't taste really good. It's a little bit bitter, but that means it helps with your bile acids and your liver. Anyway, I'm getting on another tangent as we close up, but I just wanted to add that. So
that's
thank
a
you.
Good,
for,
good point.
Thank you. I wish we had thought of that sooner.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking.
So thank you for joining us. Next week, we are talking about, I can't remember, home remedies for your immune system.
Yes.
And immune health. Yeah. So I'm excited about talking about that. So tune in next week to hear more about herbs and things that we use to help with immune health.